Good afternoon. So the title is correct. I'm going to present research to you on the effects of mowing height and mowing frequency on the performance of a putting green. And I say that because I realize that everybody in here could probably pretty reliably predict the outcomes as far as data and general conclusions are when we're talking about mowing frequency and height of cut. After all, there's been quite a bit of research over the years into the effects of height of cut and mowing frequency, and it's been very conclusive that as you reduce your height of cut or you increase your mowing frequency, you're going to get greater ball roll distances. So why do this research? Well, there's several reasons. First reason being that much of the research that's been conducted recently has looked at ball roll distances in terms of maintaining reasonable ball roll distances while reducing turf grass stress due to mowing operations. For example, eliminating a mowing event or two per week and introducing lightweight rolling, or raising your height of cut and introducing lightweight rolling. Where this differs is that we're looking at tournament preparation situations. So we're looking at aggressive changes in mowing frequency and height of cut and their effect over a short term. Also, our lab has taken on a project looking at tournament preparations, and we're going to be looking at a multitude of cultural practices and influences, including mowing operations, also including brushing, lightweight rolling, fertility management. There's quite a bit we're going to be looking at. And to effectively do that, we have to start with the basics. The ultimate goal with our lab project is to be able to develop programs and evaluate their synergistic effect during tournament preparations so that eventually we could give a turf grass manager a scientific mathematical model where it would help them make decisions and help them decide when to institute certain cultural practices and when not to. Actually, it's more important to know when not to. So with this in mind, we're going to start with these basic building blocks such as height of cut and mowing frequency. And our objective here is to determine the effect of mowing frequency and height of cut on ball roll distance and turf grass quality on golf course putting greens during short-term aggressive changes in mowing operations. We initiated these trials in 2015 and repeated them in 2016, and we utilized three putting green turf grass species: annual bluegrass, Pan A4 creeping bentgrass, and also a fine fescue green with Bridgeport fine fescue and Alistair colonial bentgrass. Going to limit the discussion to annual bluegrass and creeping bentgrass at this point, and our trials were all 3x3 factorials with 3 reps, relatively small plot sizes for mowing experiments, and we had main effects of 3 heights of cut and 3 mowing frequencies. Our heights of cut were 2.1 millimeters, 2.5 millimeters, and 2.9 millimeters, and our mowing frequency, we had a single cut whereby a mower would make a pass up the green, turn around, and come back in an adjacent pass. A double cut, whereby a mower would travel up a green, turn around and come back in the exact same path, then move to an adjacent path and go up and back again. And finally, a double-double cut, where we would initiate a double cut in the morning and then follow that up in the afternoon with another double cut. Mowing was conducted daily for 14 days. We used John Deere 220 E-cut mowers. The first mow was at 7 a.m. where we did a single cut, a double cut, and the first event for the double-double cut. And then at 2:30 in the afternoon, we would come back and do the second event for the double-double cut. Greens were maintained as putting greens in our area would normally be. Prior to the trial, the sites were mowed with a single cut at 2.9 millimeters. Preventative fungicides were used. A light and frequent fertility program was utilized. And irrigation was as needed to prevent wilt. This happens to be a video. I'm going to show you some the logistics of actually mowing all of this. It did take a little bit to get good at it and to figure it out without running into each other, but we have 3 mowers here, each being at a different height of cut. Each mower is doing a single cut, a double cut, and the first event of the double cuts on this particular day. So we did run an initial trial just to try and get this type of thing down and figure out how to do this. I titled this the Walk Mower Ballet video. And sometimes you luck out and you get plots that you can mow at the same time as a nearby plot. For the keen observers in the room, you'll notice that the bald-headed older guy was the first one off of these plots. That happens to be me. So for data collection, in the mornings after that mow, we would collect soil moisture at 2 depths. soil surface firmness, NDVI, and also chlorophyll index. For ball roll distances, we measured it 3 times per day, and we utilized the 2X side of the USGA stimp meter. We would mow immediately after that, get the ball roll distances immediately after that first mowing. Then we would do it prior to the afternoon mowing, and then again after that afternoon mowing. So we did quite a bit of ball rolling, and I actually figured it out. We did about 55,000 rolls of a ball during those 2 years. We also collected visual, color, and quality ratings on 3-day intervals. We monitored the weather on 15-minute intervals with our on-site station. And we also took infrared imaging. We used a FLIR 1 handheld unit, which is shown there attached to an iPhone. And we also used the IchRecord Hawkeye unit, which is a unit up on a 50-foot mast that has a regular visual camera on it and also a thermal imaging camera. Here I have a couple photos of that. This photo right here is actually of the fine fescue green, and I chose that green because the turf grass injury there and the reduction in quality is very evident, much more so than the others in these visual photos. Now on the right here, you have the infrared image, and this is a colorized infrared image with white being the hottest, red being almost as hot, and then the blues and purples being a little bit lighter. And what you can see is that the stressed areas are indicating a higher thermal signature. One interesting thing to look at in this photo is the blue in the background is a creeping bentgrass green, and the bright yellow in the foreground is fine fescue green that is not under any particular stress due to mower or anything. So these are images and a technique that we're really working on and developing on how we're going to utilize this in the future work that we do. If we take a look at the data in ANOVA table of ball roll distances in the morning, 2015 and 2016 combined, we have our factors on the left column. And the third column and the fourth column are creeping bentgrass and annual bluegrass, and they're showing the rating dates where we had significant effect due to factors. And you'll see that the creeping bentgrass and annual bluegrass on all dates, height of cut and mowing frequency, were significant. You'll also see that on many dates, the year was significant, and we did have a few interactions on some rating dates. So when I present this data, I'm going to show it in 2015 and 2016 separately on each turf grass. But we're only going to have time to talk about or take a look at the creeping bentgrass. So on the y-axis, we have ball roll distance in centimeters. On the x-axis, we have rating date, 1 through 14. And we have lines indicating each of our mowing heights. This is morning ball roll distance in 2015 as affected by height of cut on creeping bentgrass putting green. And we can see the data is exactly as we would expect. Your lower mowing height is producing a greater ball roll distance, and your higher mowing height is producing less of a ball roll distance. The interesting thing to note on these tables and the following tables, actually, is that between day 6 and 8, it seems that there is a leveling off of the increase in ball roll distance. And that's important to note when we're talking about tournament preparations. When we look at 2016, we see similar trends with the height of cut being of 2.1 millimeter producing the greatest ball roll distances and 2.9 millimeter producing less. But again, we see somewhere between day 6 and 9 in this case, a leveling off of those increases. When we look at ball roll distance in the morning in 2015 as affected by mowing frequency, again, we see what we would expect. A single cut is producing less ball roll distance, while a double cut is producing more, and a double cut is producing the greatest on all occasions. The interesting thing to note again here is that between 6 and 8 or 9 days, we're seeing a leveling off. But another interesting thing to note about this is that this is the morning ball roll distance, and essentially the double and the double-double cuts at that moment had the same treatments. Remember, the double-doubles had a double cut in the morning and a double cut in the afternoon. But despite that, the morning readings on ball roll distance for double-double are always higher than the double cuts. And this is indicating that we may be getting some residual effect from the previous day's double-double cut. Similar trend again in 2016. Where you see the double-doubles having the greatest ball roll distance and a little bit less of an effect of leveling off. When we look at turf grass quality, this is turf grass quality as affected by height of cut on creeping bentgrass in 2015 and 2016 combined. We were able to combine them. There was no effect by year on turf grass quality. The y-axis is showing turf grass quality 4 through 9. We rated it on a scale of 1 through 9, with 6 being acceptable. And in this, it's interesting to note that the lowest height of cut, 2.1 millimeters, is producing unacceptable turf grass quality at day 7. So if you remember back to when our effects kind of leveled off, that was around day 6 to 8 in most cases. So it's interesting to note that the quality begins to really decline after that. In terms of mowing frequency and turf grass quality, we have the same type of situation. We have double-double cuts producing the least turf grass quality, and after day 7 is when they are taking effect. No real significant difference between single or double cuts. So this is an overhead picture of our creeping bentgrass green. You can see it's pretty evident that we have some color and quality differences due to the different mowing treatments. The plot in the low center, I believe, is the 2.1 millimeters and double-double cuts, and right next to it to the left is a single cut at 2.9 millimeters. So the change is quite drastic. So as for our results, it's as expected. Height of cut, as you reduce your height of cut, you increase your ball roll distance. As you increase your mowing frequency, again, you increase your ball roll distance. This is to be expected. We fully expected these outcomes. And our conclusions are: results of these experiments confirm that reductions in height of cut and increases in mowing frequency will increase ball roll distance when applied to short-term tournament preparation situations. These experiments also showed that significant reductions in turf grass quality in a short time period will result with extreme reductions in height of cut and extreme increases in mowing frequency. And finally, perhaps the most important conclusion is that there appears to be a leveling off of increases in ball roll distance that is well before the 14 days, which indicates that it may not be necessary to make changes in mowing operations as early as 14 days prior to a tournament event. With that, I'd like to acknowledge my committee members, Dr. John Kaminsky, Dr. Peter Landscute, Dr. Max Schlossberg, Dr. Paul Markowski, and also the staff and students of the Joseph Valentine Turfgrass Research Center and the Kaminsky Lab.
We have time for questions.
Do you think your results might vary if you had varied your mowing patterns? Because what you indicated is that you just went back and forth in the same direction repeatedly.
So the question is, if we varied our mowing patterns in clock type orientation directions, would we see any different results? And we do have that type of work we are experimenting on that right now. I do have a poster tomorrow afternoon that we do talk about that, varying that. And we did not see differences among varying it that way. We did make sure that when we were mowing these, so we were mowing up and down, we did make sure that the next day we mowed in the opposite direction on those single passes, so we didn't develop quite a grain effect at that point.
Can you comment on what the poll did? I'm particularly interested in the breakpoints.
The breakpoints were very much the same, and we haven't statistically analyzed exactly where that happens. But yeah, they were very much the same between 6 and 8 days, and the trends were exactly the same.
So moisture data and things like that as well.
Yes, we do.
All right, we'll have to move on to our next speaker. Thank you.